You're watching the Pageant Cast. I'm so glad. And we have a very special guest live in the studio with us today. It's...
Hi, I'm Jessie Krieger, Miss Wisconsin Central 2015.
That's right. And she had a really good judge. Okay, we're going to have that all today on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Annie Jorgensen, Miss High School America 2013, and you're watching the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
You're watching the Pageant Cast. We're live from the beautiful TKPN studios. I know it's massive and unbelievable, but
try to
remain calm, okay? And we have Jessie Krieger. She's Miss Wisconsin Central 2015 here with us. I was lucky enough to judge that pageant, and here she is live in the flesh. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we did this pageant in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin,
yes,
earlier this year, and then you went off and you competed at Miss Wisconsin. What was that like?
It was incredible. All the girls there worked so hard to get there, and they achieved so much by just being at Miss Wisconsin and experiencing that. It was exhausting, but it was worth every moment, and I would love to go back.
Now, tell me, have you done that pageant before? Have you done the state pageant?
No, this is my first year ever competing in the Miss America organization.
Okay, so it's like a half a week or almost a full week out there, right?
It's a full week, yes.
It's a full week.
Yes.
So how many times did you break down and cry?
Only once.
All right. That's good. The over-under is 3, by the way, folks. 3. So, very good. Congratulations.
Yes.
Good for you. That's always key. And people make fun of that, but it's so emotional, right? What happened? What was the triggering event?
I was actually at the Fox River Mall for the Chico's fashion show. And I don't know, I just all of a sudden hit my wall because we were just waiting around. We weren't on the go.
Right.
And I realized how exhausted I was, and I kind of broke down.
It's always something. Usually it happens when you've been away from your folks for a while, and then the folks come in and you're like, oh my God, somebody that understands me again.
That's
usually when it happens. So,
yes.
But congratulations, only one. That's good. Are you ready to go again in the future?
I am. Okay. I am very ready.
All right. Fantastic. Now, I remember... And I'm not even looking at my notes. Those notes are down there.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, your tobacco abuse was your platform. Was like tattoo. What is it?
Yep.
T-A-T-U. What does that stand for?
Yes, T-A-T-U means Teens Against Tobacco Use.
I knew that.
It's a very good platform,
okay.
Of course.
Okay. Now tell me about it. What made you get into fighting tobacco abuse?
Well, tobacco is a huge problem in every single community that we have. You can start legally using tobacco products when you're 18. However, almost every single tobacco user says that they start smoking or using tobacco before the age of 18. And I think it's a huge problem because once you start trying the product, you're addicted for life, and it's very difficult to quit.
I actually have a friend that today he was talking to me about. As a teenager, he was like 16, and everybody on the football team with him chewed tobacco. And it seems like, to me, chewing tobacco is horrible, first of all. But it also seems to be like the first thing people try even before smoking a lot of times. That seems to be a trend. Is that something that you're hearing as well?
Yes. Chewing tobacco or dipping is very popular because you don't smell it. They don't have the fumes and the smoke like cigarettes and cigars do. However, e-vapes and e-cigarettes and hookahs as well are becoming very popular.
Yeah, those are the vapes I'm seeing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And people are doing that indoors and saying, oh, it's no smoking, but this isn't smoking. And they don't really know what the long-term effect of that stuff is because it's only been about 5 years or something that it's been around, right?
Exactly, yeah. It's been recently popular, and it's it's almost as bad as tobacco products because it has just as many chemicals that cigarettes do, and except for the tobacco leaves. So they are also, vapes are also not FDA approved. So when certain people go out and buy the non-nicotine cartridges for their vapes, most of the time they do have very little amounts of nicotine within it. So they are still getting you hooked on that product to give you that high.
I think of vapes, and for some reason, it just hits me as like a 1940s word. It's a shape and a drape, you know, it's one of those words that just kind of rings. You also said dipping earlier, and mm-hmm. since that moment, I've been thinking about French onion dip. I really need some
that would be
right
yummy.
Now.
Yes.
That's the right type of dipping.
That is the right, type,
is
of
the right type of dipping.
Yes.
I'm a huge advocate for chip dipping. Just so you know. If I had a platform, it'd be chip dipping, and maybe like... I like a port wine cheese to put on
cracker.
I really like that a lot. By Merck's. We're Wisconsin, so we know our cheese over here. Now, think about this. If you're going to Nationals at some point.
Yes, hopefully.
You're going to have to put up with a lot of cheese jokes. How would you put up with that?
Oh, that's totally fine with me. I love my cheese. So
okay. Cheese? Don't say cheddar. Don't say cheddar.
Swiss
is okay.
Swiss. Geez.
I'll allow Swiss. Yeah. I'll allow Swiss. The correct answer, by the way, is Havarti. Yeah, it makes you sound snooty.
It does.
Very good. Try it out. If you haven't tried it, folks watching, if you don't know, go out and get it. Get it like with a cracked pepper turkey. Slice and oh
we're getting
my
really
God.
Serious.
This is really
wow.
good. I get very serious about my sandwiches. I like sandwiches a lot. Now, you are in training all the time, so you probably can't have this as much because you're in a powerlifting team.
Yes, I am into powerlifting.
Okay, so first of all, I got some furniture I need to move. Can you help me out with that
Absolutely.
Later?
Absolutely.
Good, thank you. Because, you know, my camera person isn't too good at that sort
mommy?
Of stuff. No, she can't do it. She can't do it. I'm going to need a power lifter because this thing is heavy. So
I'll
need that.
I can help you
Thank
out.
You very much. How did you get into powerlifting? Because I've interviewed over, a couple hundred pageant title holders, haven't had a power lifter before. So how did you get into it? Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
First, yeah.
Well, powerlifting is something that, lifting weights was always something that I enjoyed. I was pretty rock solid for most of my high school career. And I saw the lifters in the gym and I thought, wow, I might as well try it out. The first day I didn't realize what I was getting myself into. It was very difficult. It was mm-hmm. a lot of training, a lot of mind training before you even got into lifting the heavy weight. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even realize how much work I was putting into it until after I looked back on the season. My first year of powerlifting, I was able to qualify for state, and I almost placed on the podium, so that was really exciting. And it just taught you about dedication and endurance and to always just keep going no matter what, because there was a lot of times where not just the weight was trying to push you down, it was your own mind. Another thing about powerlifting was the team aspect. Mm-hmm. At the meets, it wasn't my own team cheering for me, it was the other teammates cheering, almost losing their voice for me, just cheering me on, trying to get me to lift that squat or lift that deadlift and anything like that. So it's something I've never experienced before, that type of support, and that was something that just really reeled me in.
Now, how did that compare to pageantry? Because and people can scream themselves raw at pageants as well, and it's mm-hmm. it's competitive, but it's a judged competition mm-hmm. as opposed to powerlifting. It's kind of numeric, right? The mm-hmm. the heavier the thing that you pick up, the better you're doing.
Yeah.
And in pageantry, sometimes you're performing and you're thinking, I'm doing great. And then afterwards, you're told, yeah, that was a washout.
Yeah.
You did that completely wrong.
Yeah.
So how does that compare?
You always have to be ready for what you're putting out there. And you're always having to work hard before you get on the stage or before you get on the platform for powerlifting. If you're feeling good and if you're having fun, that's really the only thing that matters, because if you look back on the experience, like Miss Wisconsin, I did not place, but mm-hmm. I was feeling great on the stage, and my family said I was doing great, and I look back, and I'm not bitter about the experience at all, because I know I was having fun and putting everything I had on that stage.
That's good. That's so fun. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Okay. We're going to be coming back with more with Jesse Krieger. Miss Wisconsin Central. And if you don't think I haven't called her Miss Central Wisconsin a couple of times, you're wrong. Miss Wisconsin Central 2015 here in beautiful Muskego, Wisconsin, the land of lakes and landfills. Here we go.
Hello, Pageant Cast viewers. Happy Halloween! Would you like to be on the pageantcast.com? Well, it's easy! All you have to do is send your picture or video of yourself this Halloween in your great costume! And we'll put it on our website. Just send it to submit@pageantcast.com. That's submit@pageantcast.com.
Okay, Jesse, this is the sofa over here, and okay. We need this moved, so...
Okay.
I'll help.
Yeah.
All right, and I'll be holding the door to the stairs.
PageantCast.